Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
The Origin hangover is real, hey? How you feeling, Bridge?
Yeah, here we go. Don't be doing this smarmy crap all morning, Mr. Went to Bed at 8 o'clock.
Well, you know the only good thing about this is the fact that I always say you're only as good as your last game. And unfortunately, Queensland cannot...
Excuse me, it was still a great game.
It was a great game, but you're only as good as your last result.
Mate,
so that means you've got
10... We were 20 all by the end.
I know, but it goes for 80 minutes and not 65. Okay.
Oh, says the bloke who doesn't even really like or grow up a State of Origin. Get into it today. It was a great game. Yep. Footy was the winner.
I'm going to have to step in here. You two need to calm down.
No, go on. Speak, Meister.
All I was going to say is that you've just got to listen to it for 10 more months. That's all. That's it. But outside of that, look, we hit Kira yesterday down at the beach. Sad news that Kira is Pizza Hut down there is closing down.
Really
so we, it is. So we did a street talk to really, you know, see what the locals think about Pizza Hut finally closing down after 40 years.
Look, it's a big week of local legends. Also, the Gold Coast in general celebrating 60 years, which is a massive milestone. But look how far we've come in 60 years from a tiny little seaside fishing town. Where are we going to be in the next 60 years? Oh. We're going back to the future or the future to the back. We're going somewhere in the future, 60
years.
We're going
into the future.
With the DeLorean. We're all inside it.
We'll take a peek into the future, what the next 60 years holds for the Gold Coast.
And we want to ask you too, Benny, what have you learned? How old's your young Jack now? 3 weeks?
Nearly 3 weeks.
Yeah, we want to ask, what have you learned and what do you wish you were told before the baby was born?
Yeah, okay. All right, I've got a few things. I've learned a few things.
I'm tipping your head.
I've seen some things, guys. All right, that's the podcast with Bridge and Spider. Something very sad happening, actually, this weekend.
Well, Bridge, I've eaten there. Most people on the Gold Coast have eaten there. We're talking about the Kira Pizza Hut, which looks like it's closing early next week. And it's really sad. 40 years it's been there. And when you look at an Aussie icon, that is an icon of the area.
It certainly is. Everyone's got memories, like you said, and everyone you speak to goes, wow, I remember, like me being there with a little, they'd give you a, you know, colouring in set, and the tablecloth was a whole colouring in set.
Yes.
So you'd just be there eating pizza and colouring. Does life get any better?
And people
and colouring in and eating pizza on the beach.
Exactly. And a lot of people, not only that, they have a lot of birthday parties there as you're growing up, and you know, all you can eat during the day. We went down there yesterday. It was still busy.
And it's affordable for the family. So there's so many angles of this that people are so annoyed about.
Well, yesterday there was a lot of people there, and it's got people quite worked up, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Gary, you're a bit disappointed about Pizza Hut here closing in Kira?
Very much so, mate. Very much so. It's been here for, 40 years, and it's a popular establishment, so, you know, what's changed? What's the problem?
It's such a shame, you know, and just the council, you know, coming along with their little agenda and not really considering what the locals or even the business itself, you know, has to say, which is just ridiculous.
What would you like to say to Pizza Hut?
Stay now. Pizza, you got to go away. I don't think I can take the pain.
How sad is it closing down, mate?
It's pretty bad. Like, they say they want to put something in there to look at the heritage, but that place has been there for 40 years, so I feel pretty upset for the young fella who brought it. He saved the place about 3 years ago, and then now it's just all been taken away from him. So, yeah, pretty upset, but what do you do?
Anything you want to say farewell to Pizza Hut, what would you like to say?
The Pizza Hut here, I remember coming here, I actually got a photo from the 1990s when we heard about the famous Kira Pizza Hut on the beach, and it was literally on the beach then. And, it was amazing.
Yeah, we've brought the kids here a lot of times to have pizza and run on the beach, and it's a great, fantastic memory, so it's super sad. It's very, very sad. They should keep it here.
Any last words to Pizza Hut you'd like to say?
Oh, we love you, Pizza Hut.
As a kid, I had my 11th birthday here. It's really nice. The view is really good. I'm going to miss it a lot.
Are you sad?
Yeah, I am. To Pizza Hut, I just want to say thank you for, like, the memories.
It's been a good business and people appreciate it, so, you know, people just need to stop and slow down and never think about things, I think, buddy.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
That's really sad music.
It's devastating.
Trust me, I cry every time I diet and I don't eat pizza, but listening to that, I am I'm shaking.
I must admit, though, walking in there yesterday, it looked and smelt beautiful.
Well, when there's a buffet of can life get better? That's heaven. No, I really hope when I go through the pearly gates, there's just a buffet of pizza there.
And there's just the Kira Hut
on
pizza.
The beach. It's so sad. It really is because it's the restaurant part. You don't get that anymore.
No,
it's only Dougie the pizza guy now.
Not and even him. He's doing something else now, isn't he?
He's out.
Yeah, he's out. Mm. Yeah.
All right, well, we won't rest. We'll cover off this on every angle this morning. Celebrating the big 6-0.
Happy birthday to you.
Gold Coast,
happy
60 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. When you look back now, you know, so much has changed in 60 years. And, you know, we're not that old, really. You know, we were talking about a lady yesterday. We had a chat with a lady who's been holidaying here for 65 years. And she remembers when they used to put tents up along Kira. And then they used to have fires and bands or little concerts and somebody would play some music and they'd all get up and dance on the sand.
It's amazing, isn't it? And 60 years ago, my dad was a lifesaver at Kira and also his surfboard, his Malibu he made out of wood, is 60 years old and he used to surf that at Snapper.
There you go.
So
there
isn't that amazing?
So a lot's changed in 60 years, but what is it going to be like in 60 years?
Wow.
This is Gold 92.5.
It's the 11th of July 2079. I'm Rod McLeod. Spencer Street, Narang has today officially been renamed Hedges Avenue due to the sustained beach erosion over the last 60 years. Southport has just opened its first cafe serving smashed avo on sourdough. Recently re-elected for her 93rd term, Councillor Dawn Critchlow says it's a win for the community.
It's wonderful. The kids love it, the parents love it, the grandparents love it.
In Broadbeach now, and the light rail has been laid to rest next to the old casino monorail. Demand has plummeted in recent decades due to the proliferation of flying Ubers. Still on transport, and there were wild scenes in Palm Beach yesterday as several robotic meter maids spontaneously combusted due to the public mistaking them for transport scooters. In entertainment, at 61 years of age, the chlamydia-ridden Borrowby was caught sunbaking naked at Naranik. Move over SeaWorld. Tom Tate World has opened up as Tom's parting legacy to the coast. You can drive toy Ferraris, try your luck at Sideshow Alley to win a replica Rolex watch and enjoy the Vegas show. And finally, in entertainment, Casey Chambers plays once again tonight at Twin Towns. And now with the latest in fishing, here's Herb.
G'day, guys. There you go. Well, it's 2079, middle of winter. Have a look at the weather we got here. There's a slight chance of a bit of radiation, acid rain coming, so make sure you get your lead undies on. But all in all, it's going to shape up to a really good weekend. We've got 10 cruise ships docking in the Seaway today. Although the walls are covered in water because the tides are up around 10 metres at the moment, and water temperature's hovering around 38 degrees. We're looking like a pretty good weekend, and I think there's going to be plenty of fish out there to catch because they brought the fishing licences in about 35 years ago. There's fish everywhere. Over.
Gold 92.5. Traffic.
Well, good morning, gang. To kick off with this morning, a broken down hover car just above the M1 northbound as you make your way through Narang. Not causing any dramas whatsoever, though, as all of the hover traffic is just flying right over the top of it. Some changed traffic conditions to be aware of this morning for the Tugun Bypass. There's a reduction in speed to 300 kilometres an hour while some repair works are underway on the Skyway. There's a good run for Reedy Creek Road with an absolutely cruisy run. Dream conditions for the Gold Coast Highway this morning as well, with most hover cars sticking to the altitude limit of 500 feet. Now imagine what it was like back in the olden days when they had cars. How on earth did they cope? Now, have you had your magnetic hover conversion done? Fly on into RBS Hover Conversions for top quality conversions and speedy servicing. Don't be like, that's so yesterday. RBS Hover Conversions on the Skyway, 700 feet above Bundle. It's JD. More SkySaver traffic in 15 minutes on Gold FM.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Rob McLeod, you know everything.
I think I've had nightmares about still doing this gig in 60 years.
Do I see myself? Am I, not
at all? No, you're different.
As quick as I usually am?
I think you're snarkier since you've come back.
That's
first time
tiredness,
dad.
I think.
Yeah, it's the first time dad. And it must be full on that everyone gives you advice and the lead up and everyone's like, oh, it'll change your life.
Mm. And you can do so much research before you first as well.
Too much research.
Which can bend your brain and then you've got all the stuff you need and you've set everything up, but then the reality of a bubba comes into your life and how much did you have you just learned that no one could ever teach you?
Well, I mean, there's a few things that I've picked up on the last these 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nearly 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Little Jack Oliver.
Oh, what a cutie.
Yeah, he's a good kid. I think so anyway. The washing machine and the dryer never turn off. No one told me that would happen.
Okay. Yeah, they don't.
Okay.
Every man and his dog has their 2 cents on how to raise a kid. And it usually contradicts each other. That's what I've realised. So people, you hear things from even different nurses at the hospital.
Okay. And feeding.
You're like, that one said that. No, hey, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Let them cry. That's always the good one, isn't it? You know, let them cry and then someone else will be, no, tend to their needs.
He cries a bit.
Have you ever sat on the couch, you and your beautiful partner, and then suddenly, you know, Jack's cried, you're going, oh, yeah. We got a baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're not used to it. And then you're sitting there, you might have been watching Netflix or a movie or something, and then there's this cry, and it takes you a split second to think, what's that?
That's right. How long has it been? 20 minutes of silence. It's nice. Dogs can get jealous, I've realised. My dog's jealous.
Oh, yeah, really?
She gets jealous if I'm holding on to Jack for too long.
What'd she do?
Oh, she just barks, but she's not a barker, so that's how I know it's
So the dog gets jealous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, dogs can get well gel. Yeah.
Well gel.
No.
Yep. Here's another one I've learned. Infant formula is sold out. It's not real. It is real. It's not an ACA blow up, a current affair.
Racy Tracy.
It is real.
It is real. The first time I went to find someone, it was late at find some formula. It was late at night, admittedly. 6 supermarkets. Then I just pulled over to the side of the road and started calling till I found one that had what I needed.
Are you kidding? You nearly started to express yourself.
Yes. I guess the other thing I've learned is that people say you get weed on. I reckon it happens every time.
Oh, yeah, the cold.
Every time. And pooed on.
Yep.
Every time.
Really? It's like it's all right. It's only baby poo. Like, it's not harsh.
Oh,
baby
it still
poo.
Smells.
Okay.
Still stains your
What I've realised is you take one tab off the nappy and it feels like, it's like it releases a bit of pressure and he goes, oh, all right then.
And, of course, being a boy.
It's like a cue.
Okay, being a boy, it's a spurter, right? It's a bit of megaloos in town.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, when you put the nappy on, you got to tuck it right.
Oh, yes. Dear, really?
Yeah, because or else it will go up the side, this side, that side.
Yep.
You're tucking things right or else you've got to make sure it goes in the right direction.
Oh, there's a lot to know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's those things that, what do you wish that you'd been told? You know, that when you, because as you say, like
things like that,
nappies, all the formula these days running out. What do you wish when you're a new parent you're actually told?
Yeah, that's helpful hints.
Ahead of time that could have actually saved you a lot of this. Because I didn't even know the dogs were jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they can be. Well, they get all the attention, you know, they get the house to themselves attention, then all of a sudden it's not about them.
13, 27, 10, what's that one thing you wish you'd been told ahead of time before you became a parent? Wiz is called through.
Yes, how's it going? Hey, congratulations, Benny, with your baby and everything, and Bridge Spider, how are we today?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no, I haven't had a baby since last time we spoke to you. But
they didn't have anything to do with it, Wiz.
What's that bit of advice, Wiz, that you wish you'd been told?
Well, my son, he had colic really bad. Nobody told us anything about colic.
Yeah.
So when he was in hospital, Glenda was giving him breastfeed and all that, and he was crying all the time. So no worries. They just said, oh, you know, he'll be right. So we took him home. For 3 months, Nelly, we were climbing the walls, walking around all night, right? We finally, right, at 5 o'clock in the morning, about 6 or whatever it was, I walked from Tookaroook to Rye to the chemist, right? And I said, what can I do about my son? He's driving me and my wife nuts, right? And this little old lady, we're working behind the chemist. She used to be a major, like a top nurse and a sister, and she goes to me, I'll fill his tummy. So she filled his tummy. And she goes, all you have to do is give him some of this. And she gives us a bottle of My Lanta.
My
and
Lanta.
That was it.
Did you have to walk?
And coating around their proboscis.
Yeah, did you have to walk all the way back from Rye back to Tookaroop?
Yeah, no worries. <That's> some... At least you didn't cry.
That's some good advice. Wiz, I'm hoping that he doesn't end up with colic, but
thanks,
I will keep
Wiz.
That in mind.
No, yeah. That's like reflux with a baby. You know, you just get no sleep whatsoever.
Yeah. Rick and Narang, what's that one little bit of advice you wish you'd been told when you had the baby?
Run away.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. That's
right. Come on, Rick. You're a great dad.
Yeah, I know. Look, I've got four daughters. I've got five grandkids now, Benny. So, man, all you got to do is look towards the future. But really, the best thing you can do is just enjoy the time you have while they're young, because once they get older and they start telling you off, that, you know what I mean? And
Rick, they only ring you. You see their number come up and you think, okay, what do they want?
Yeah, how much? how much you want now?
You want to invite the family around for a meat tray? For a barbecue?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, because one of my daughters is a vegan, though. I don't know how this is.
Oh, you got some other ones, thankfully. Hey, tell you what, you can have the meat tray for the week. Rick, well done.
Oh, wow. How's that? Thanks, Benny.
Well, it's fantastic. I love Dave's meat tray. Can't get any better than that, Rick.
No, that's bloody awesome. You guys can come round because I've just fixed my house up a bit.
The Gold FM family.
All right, Rick, good on you, mate. Home of the Gold Coast Best Sausages, Love Days Quality Meats, Treetops Plaza, Burleigh.
Yeah, friendship doesn't push that far.
But, Rick, I'm worried. Can you eat them with your new teeth, the meat?
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Bye.